Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Tav Chof Aleph. The new periyik of year, the fifth periyik, Dam Shchita, is discussing the Issa Koris of Achilas Dam. You're not allowed to eat blood. This is one of the Krisis mentioned in Daf Beis Amed Aleph. And over here, the periyik is going to be discussing the various bloods, which are, some of them are also minatoriyah, some are midorabonon, and some are even mutter lechatchila, even midorabonon. Now we have to give a little akdoma. In the Issa of Achilas Dam, the Rambam tells us in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shoyish Tes, that actually if we look at it in the Torah, there are many different places where the Torah tells us the lav that one is not allowed to eat, Achilas Dam is the Issa. The Rambam says that there's actually seven places in the Torah, Sheva Azhoris Yesh Belav of Achilas Dam. And the Rambam explains all the seven Azhoris, but says the Rambam that they are all included in one Luisase, in one Lav, they're all counted as one Lav in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. If we're counting the 613 Mitzvahs, says the Rambam, there's all only one Lav called Achilas Dam. This is the Mitzvah Luisase Kuf Pei Dalet. The Rambam says there's a Lav of Achilas Dam. And explains the Rambam that even though the Torah actually tells us this lav seven times, but this is the klal of the Rambam, which is the Makur. The Rambam says it's from Achilas Dam, that many times we find the Torah tells us again and again the same lav, and another as horror, another time the Torah says Leisuich al Dam, but this doesn't mean to say that there's another lav, and you're going to be getting Malkus seven times, because they're all included in one Issa. There's one Loisase of Achilas Dam, and says the Rambam, the reason why the Torah keeps on repeating the Issa of Azhor of Achilas Dam is to be mechazik the Issa, to strengthen the Issa, and to let us know that this is a very big Avera, the Ovin Godoil, because we see that the Torah continuously tells us new Isurim and new Azhoris for the Achilas Dam. This is the shit of the Rambam over there in Shurish Tess, that even though sometimes we find the Torah tells us many different Azhoris and many different Lavim for the same Issa, but this does not mean that he's going to be getting actually Malkus for every single time that the Torah says another Lav and another Azhor. And the Rambam's Makur is from Achilas Dam, which we find also the Torah says there's seven Lavim, even though there's only one Loisase, and we're only going to be getting Malkus one time for the Akdais or the Revius, we'll see later in the Afchabeis of Achilas Dam. The Ramban over there in Asogis on the Rambam, the Ramban argues and the Ramban says that every time we find that the Torah gave another Lav, there's actually going to be another Malkus, because each Lav is Mechayiv, another Malkus, even though they are actually all included in one Issa and there's only one Loisase. But says the Ramban that over here by the Issa of Achilas Dam, he agrees to the Rambam's din that there's actually only going to be one Malkus, even though the Torah actually tells us this Lav seven different times. And the Ramban explains the reason is, because if we look earlier in the first periyak in Dalet Amud Beis, over there already the Gemara brought down this din that there's seven different Azhoris on Achilas Dam, and the Gemara over there explains that it is necessary for the Torah to tell us seven different places and seven different times that there's the Issa of Achilas Dam, which is referring all to all the different Domim, Dam Ivorim, and all the different Ivorim which the Gemara over there discusses, Dam Kochim, Dam Kisui, so forth, that this is the reason why the Torah had to tell us seven different Lavim of Azhoras Dam. And Mamela says the Ramban over here, he agrees to the Rambam that the Malkus, he will only be getting one Malkus if he's eating Achilas Dam, even though that we hear the Torah does, we do find on the seven actual different Azhoras for Achilas Dam. Now in the Mishnah, we find over here the din that Achilas Dam, we chayv on Dam and Nefesh, this is going to be chayv Koris, if it's the life of the dam which this is causing the behemoth to live, this is the Issa of Achilas Dam, which is going to be Chayiv Koris. The Mishnah tells us that there are the Lavim, there are the Domim, which are actually not Dam HaNefesh, they are called Dam HaIvorim, and on these Domim, on these bloods, says the Mishnah, in Chayovin Olav, there's no Chayiv Koris, but there'll still be Issa Lav of Dam HaIvorim, like we said, one of the Lavim, mentioned in the Torah, one of the seven Domim, which the Torah tells us not to eat Achilas Dam, is referring to Dam HaIvorim, that even though there's no Koris, but there's still going to be a Issa, min HaTorah, Issa Lav, to go and eat this Dam, even though he's not Chayiv Koris. The Mishnah tells us, Halacha, that Dam HaKozeh is only Osa, the blood is only Osa, the Dam, Shana Shoma, Yoitzaboy. that the dam which the neshama is actually going to leave during this dam, when this dam was coming out, it was causing the behemoth to die. This is the dam which is going to be chayiv koris on dam hakozeh shanashama yoytzeboy. Tosfos explains in the Vamaschil dam hakozeh that since, as we said, in order to be chayiv koris, we need to have dam hanefesh. Memela, the din of the Mishnah that the Mishnah stipulates and makes a tanai that the chiyuv koris is only when we have dam shanashoma yoytzeboy, is not actually referring only to the dam hakozeh, where we find in the Mishnah clearly that there's a tanai of shanashoma yoytzeboy, but this tanai is actually referring to all the bloods which are mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, the dam shchita, the dam nechira, the dam iko. All of these bloods also have to be shanashoma yoytzeboy, because only then it is included in dam hanefesh that is going to be a chiyuv of koris. But if we look in the Rambam in Macholes Asuris in Peyigvob Aloche Gimel, the Rambam, when he brings down the din of our Mishnah, the Chiyuv Koreis, the Rambam doesn't mention at all this Tanai of Dam Shanashomo Yoitzeboy when he's discussing the other Domim with the bloods of the beginning of the Mishnah, of the Dam Shchita, Dam Nechire, Dam Eko. Over there, the Rambam doesn't mention any Tanai that we need to have the Dam Shanashomo Yoitzeboy. He only tells us it has to be Dam Odoim, like the Gemara later on is going to tell us in Daf Chav Beis, the dam which this is included in dam hanefesh, not the dam shocher. But the Rambam, when he says the aloch of dam hakozeh, then the Rambam tells us that there's a tanai, a stipulation that is only chayiv koris in a case where it's going to be dam shanefesh, shaneshomo yoytzeboy. Says the Lechem Mishnah, it would seem in the Rambam that he disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that this tanai which we find in the Mishnah, that we need to have shaneshomo yoytzeboy, this is only referring to the dam hakozeh. And the reason is because the dam hakozeh, the bloodletting, which is actually taking place in the other parts of the behemah, not in the place where we normally shech the behemah, but mokim hasimonim, this is the main chius of the behemah, comes out normally with the simonim, with the shchita. Says the Rambam that the reason why we need to have dam shaneshomo yoytzeboy is only by the normal dam hakozeh, which is the bloodletting, coming out of different parts of the behemah, there's a tanai that in order to be called and to be included in dam hanefesh, we have to have the dam which haneshama yoytzeboy. But the Rambam holds that any blood which is coming out of the mokim hasimonim, which over there is the ikechios of the behemah, over there there's no tanai of haneshama yoytzeboy, because all the blood coming out of the mokim achios, the main place where the behemah lives from, there, it is automatically included in dam hanefesh, even though it is not actually the dam shaneshama yoytzeboy, and not like Tosfos who hold that this is a klal by all the blood. So, Meila, we have here machlekes yishenim between Rambam and Tosfos. What is actually included in dam hanefesh? Tosfos holds only the dam shaneshama yoytzeboy, and the Rambam holds that this tonight, the stipulation is only referring to dam hakozeh, where the dam is coming out, the other chalokim of the behemah, but in the case where the blood is coming out of the mokim achius, then there's no tanai, shanashoma yoytzeboy, all the dam is dam hanefesh, as long as it's the right color, like the Gemara is going to tell us later on in Daf Chav Beis. This is machlokes over here between Tosfos and the Rambam, and Aruch Hilonei over here is very marich to bring a raya to the Rambam from the Gemara at the end of Nida in Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. That would be mashma like the Rambam Shitta, that the tanai of dam shanashoma yoytzeboy is only referring to dam hakozeh, but not to the other dinim of the dam and the Mishnah of dam shchita, dam nechira, and dam eko. Mamela, this is the halacha over here in our Mishnah, the din of the domim that the chiyuv koris is doing on dam hanefesh, and there is a chiyuv lav by dam oivorim also. And as we said, the machlikas Rambam and Ramban, whether normally if there's many different lavim, if we're getting malkas for each lav separately, or the Rambam shita is that you're only going to be getting malkas for one issa, which is one include the issa is the issa of achilas dam. And over here, the Ramban also agrees to the Rambam, since each lav is needed for a different dam. Dam Yivorim, Dam Koris, the Dam Hanefesh, the Dam Shchita, and the Dam Kodshim, the Dam Kisui, which the Gemara says earlier in Daled Omid Beis. Now the Breisa over here tells us halacha. The Gemara brings down this Breisa, Tana Rabbanon, Kol Dam Loisichelu, Shemeani, Afilu Dam Halchishtayim, Dam Beitzim, Dam Chagovim, Dam Dogim. Says the Gemara, Tamaluima, Loifla Behima, everything is compared like the Gemara's Maskona. We learn this out from a klal or pratu klal, that has to be similar to the oifan behema, that they have a tumah kalo, which is a tumas oichlin, they also have a tumah chamura, which is a tumas nevelois, they also have a din of issa veheta, like the Gemara is going to explain later, and it's a mean basar, and therefore only the domim, only the bloods which are similar to the oif and the behemah, they are going to be chayiv koris, but everything else is not going to be chayiv koris. Now the achrinim point out, doch lene, the svasemes, the agois of the ma'im chayim, they point out that the din of the b'raisa is actually different than the din of the mishnah. The din of the b'raisa is coming to tell us halachis of the dam, that any dam, any blood, which is not similar to the oif and the behemah, not just is no chi of koris, but there's actually not going to be any issa at all. There's not even the issa of a lav. Therefore, the dam shirotzim, the Gemara says, which are nismayit, which are excluded from the klal of koris, because they're not similar to the oif and the behemah, say the achrinim that this miut is actually telling us that there's no issa at all on the issa of achilas dam on these domim, which the Gemara said later on, maybe there's issa de rabbonon, but al kaponim is no issa de reisa at all on these bloods since they're not similar to lo'if and abeime. The Mishnah is telling us the din of koris, and on the din of koris, there we need to have a tenai of dam anefesh, dam shanashama yitzeboy, and on that the Mishnah tells us that sometimes there's domim, there's bloods mentioned in the Mishnah, that they are in chayovin olav, which means that they're not chayiv koris, but it could be that there's still issa, like we said earlier, of damo ivorim, which is issa lav. And therefore the Mishnah tells us at the end that there's the issa of damat choyl, which is mefuyish later on in the Gemara, that there is an issa of a lav, because there's an issa called damo ivorim, even though there's no actual chayiv koris. Memele comes out that the Mishnah is, the Mishnah is teaching us a halacha of which domim are chayiv koris. And the Mishnah says that some of these domim are not chayiv koris, but could be they're still chayiv min atayir for the issa lav. Masha'in came when I was in the Breisa, the other domim which are excluded because of the klal of lo'if la behemo are actually totally excluded from the issa lav, and they do not have any issa at all, even min atayir, even from the issa lav, maybe only the osam in the abono, like the Gemara discusses on Mudbeis. And with this, the answer, the kasha which Tosfos asks on Rashi on the Mishnah, because one of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah is dam beitzim, and Rashi over there gives us two pshatim. What does dam beitzim mean? Rashi in the first pshat explains that dam beitzim means dams of eggs from the tanugoyles, which we know the dam found in the egg says in the Mishnah that this is not chiyuv, there's no chiyuv dam on this dam beitzim. But the second pshat on Rashi says it's not referring to the egg, this is referring to the beitzim of the elei zocho, the beitzei zocho, which is actually a mean basar. This is what the Mishnah is referring to, that there's no dam, the dam coming out, there's no chiyuv on the blood coming out of this part of the flesh of the behemah, the beitzim of the elei zocho. Tosfos asks over there in Mudbeis, in Amatchil dam beitzim, that how can Rashi explain that this is referring to the beitzei elei zocho? It's mefurish in the Breisa that the dam beitzim are excluded and are similar to oif and abehemah, since the dam beitzim are not a mean basar. Says Tosfos, this is muchach, that we're referring to eggs, real eggs coming out from a tarnegoyles, and not referring to the dam coming out of a beitzei elei zocho, which is actually a mean basar. Memela says Tosfos, we have to learn like the first pshat of Rashi. Explains Ochlenen and Svasemes, and that goes from the Barim Chaim, that Rashi, we can explain that Rashi is only saying this pshat of the Mishnah by Dam Beitzim, that it is referring to the Dam Beitzim Elei Zocha only in the Mishnah, because as we said that the Mishnah is excluding dinim of Chiyuv Kores, but there's still a din lav, it's a lav of Dam Orivorim, like we find by Dam Atchoil, which is also mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Mele Rashi explains that the Beitzim which you're referring to in the Mishnah are actually could be referring to the Dam Beitzim of Elei Zocha, because over there, even though they don't have a din koris for this lav, it's a lav of Dam Orivorim. Masha'in came with us, we're coming to discuss the Dam Beitzim mentioned in the Breisa, which as we said, the Breisa is totally eliminating the Chiyuv Dam min Atoira, that there's not even Issa Lav, then of course we cannot be referring to the Beitzim Elei Zocho, because they are still have Aloch of Dam or Ivorim, which is also Issa Lav. Mamela, the Breisa is actually referring to the Beitzim, the normal chicken, eggs coming out of the chicken, which are actually not a mean basar, and therefore they're totally eliminated, totally excluded from the Issa Dam, and they do not have any Issa, even min Atoira, from the Issa Lav. So Mamela, Rashi can learn that the Beitzim, which are mentioned in the Mishnah, could be actually different than the Dam Beitzim, which is mentioned in the Breisa. Over in the Breisa, can mean that it means the eggs, whereas in the Mishnah, we're discussing only the Chiyuv Koris. There, Rashi allows himself to explain that the Dam Beitzim could actually mean the Dam Beitzim of Elei Zocha. This is how the Achrinim explain over here the difference between the Mishnah and the Breisa to answer the Shita of Rashi. Now, in the Breisa, we find something very interesting. The Breisa over here tells us all different reasons why the various bloods of the Dam Shrotzim, Dam Chagovim, Dam Dogim, they are not included in the Isser Lav of the Torah because they're not similar to Oifan HaBehim. The Gemara says that the Braisa tells us as many different Tanoim stipulations which will have to be similar to the Oifan HaBehim. As we mentioned, they have a Tumah Kalo and a Tumah Chamura, they have a Isser Veheter, they have a Min Boso, and the Gemara tells us that each Dam is eliminated for a different reason. The Dam Shrotzim, the Gemara says, doesn't have a Tumah Chamura. The Dam Beitzim, says the Gemara, is not Min Boso. The Dam Dogim, Dam Chagovim, is Kuloi Heter. Like the Gemara says, Lamed Beis, they don't need to have Shchita. Therefore, they are in Ismait, they are not included, they are not similar to Lo'if and Abahim. Tosfos already points out, in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mamaschi Lo'itzi, Tosfos says, that Be'emes the Gemara could have said that all the Domim, all of these bloods, are all Nismayed, all excluded, they're not similar to Oifel Abeimah, because of the first reason which the Gemara gives already about the Dam Shrotzim, She'im Bohem Tumor Chamura. None of these things have Tumor Chamura. Only a Behemah has a Tumor of a Nivela, which is a Tumor Chamura, so to the Oif, also has a Tumor Chamura of a Nivlas Oif Tor, whereas the Dam Dogim, Dam Shrotzim, Dam Chagovim, says Tosfos, the Gemara could have used the same miut for all of the domim. The Gemara didn't have to give us a different one on every single reason why each dam is not similar to Lo'ifel HaBehemah. But the Rashba in his tshuva, in Chilek Aleph and Shirin Samech Dalet, says the Rashba, and he asks a question even more than Tosfos, and asks the Rashba that the Gemara says that Dam Halchishtayim, which is Dam Odom, we refer to the person as someone who walks on two. Dam Mahalchishtaim, the Ochlene, the Neitomi, they discuss why we hear the Braisa refers to the dam of a person as Dam Mahalchishtaim, it doesn't say it's Dam Odom. The Gemara says that Oitzi Dam Mahalchishtaim, the reason is, Sheish Bohem Tumo Chamura, the Im Bohem Tumo Kalo, they are not similar to Oifel HaBehima, which also have a Tumas Oichlin, they are actually foods, and therefore they can have a Tumo Kalo of Tumas Oichlin, like the Gemara is going to explain later on in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, for the end. Whereas Dam Odom, Dam Halchishtayim, is not Tomei, Tumas Oichlin, only Tomei when he dies, it's only Tomei, but Tumas Meis, and therefore he only has a Tumah Chamura, he doesn't have a Tumah Kalo, and therefore he's not similar to Oifan Abehim. This is the miot which is mentioned in the Breitza, and the reason given that the Dam Halchishtayim, the Dam Odom, is not Osir, because he's not similar to Oifan Abehim, because he only has Tumah Chamura, and he doesn't have a Tumah Kalo. Says the Rashba, the Gemara later on, at the end of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses Bariches, trying to understand this halacha that it does not have Tumah Kalo. Sometimes we find that by Dam Odom could also have a Tumah Kalo if he has a Machshove. So too by Nevela, in the Machshove, there is a Tumah Kalo. Memela, the Gemara discusses why Pshat in his Breise that Dam Halchishtayim has a Tumah Chamura and does not have a Tumah Kalo. Ask Sir Ashbo, why does the Breise have to tell us a complicated halacha that the reason why the person's blood is nismayit, is excluded and is not similar to the Oifel HaBehemah because of this reason and doesn't have a Tumah Kalo? The Gemara could have said something much simpler. The Gemara, like the Gemara says in the end of Dam Dogim and Dam Chagovim, that they're not similar to the Oifel HaBehemah, Shekuloi Heter. It doesn't have an Issa Veheter, it's Kuloi Heter, like the Gemara explains on Amud Beis. This means that it doesn't need to have Shchita. Dogim and Chagovim, they are mutter to be eaten without any Shchita. So too, says the Rashba, one can argue and say that the Odom, the person himself also, is not similar to the Oifel HaBehima, because he's Kuloi Heter, he doesn't have no din Shchita on a person, and therefore there's no Issa of Eva Min Achai, there's no Issa of Boso Min Achai. Memela, says the Rashba, Lechoyer, why does the Gemara have to, the Breiser, have to be, say, a complicated reason that the person's blood is not similar because he doesn't have any Tumah Kalo, which the Gemara discusses, Bariches, to try to explain this din later on in Daf Chof Aleph. L'chayr, one can say a very simple reason. The reason why the person's dam is not similar to Oifel HaBehima is because he's Kulei Heter, he doesn't need to have Shchita, he's got no Issa on the person besides the Issa of dam. Therefore, L'chayr, says the Rambam, says the Rashba, we have to understand why does the Braisa not tell us this din, this reason, by the Dam Halchishtayim, just like the Gemara gives this reason by the Dam Dogim and Dam Chagovim. Now, says the Rashba, you saw it. And he says that this is muchach from the reasoning of the Breiser, that the Breiser Bemis doesn't give the reason that the Dam Halchishtayim, the person's blood is nismayit, is eliminated from the Mishnah, from the Issa of Dam, because he's not similar to Loifel HaBehima, Shekuloi Heter, because Bemis, the person himself, cannot be called Kuloi Heter. He's not totally mutter, because a person also has a Gidanoshe, And the Gemara says later on, by the Kvi, where the Gemara is discussing, that the Kvi is a burial bifnei atzmo, there's a tzad in the Gemara, that the Kvi is actually not a chayo, and he's not a behemah, he's not a sofik chayo, sofik behemah, he's a burial bifnei atzmo, he has his own alochis, and the Gemara says that his gidah noshe is still going to be also, because the issa of gidah noshe depends on something which has a kaf hayorich. And if he has a kaf hayorich, then his gidah noshe is going to be also, even though he's not included under din behema or din chayo. Memela says a Rashba, so to a Adam, a person himself, his gidah noshe is also, because since a person has a kaf hayorich, therefore the Gemara says that anything which has a kaf hayorich automatically also has a issa of gidah noshe. Says a Rashba, the ikar parsha of gidah noshe was given because of the story with Yaakov Avinu, which is referring to a person, and over there's a case of a gidah noshe. Memela, it's mitstaber to say that the gidah noshe of an odom is also also to eat, and therefore there's a din that the gidah noshe of a person is also, he cannot be called as someone who's kuloi heter, because his gidah noshe is also, whereas the dogim achagovim do not have any gidah noshe, only the dogim achagovim can be in the smite, because they're kuloi heter, whereas a person is not called kuloi heter, and therefore the Gemara had to give a different reason why the person is different than oifan abehimah, only because he doesn't have any tumah kalo, like the Gemara discusses later, he doesn't have any tumah soichlin. This is the yisoid which Rashba takes out of the Gemara, and be'emes, if we analyze the divrei or Rashba, comes out that the Rashba is actually telling us two chidushim. There's two chidushim la'alocha taken out from this Rashba in Tshuva, a chelek aleph in Simon Shin Samech Dalet. First of all, the Rashba's hanocha, the Rashba's question was based on his assumption that it's a din, this is the Rashba's shita, that the alocha is that a person is kulei heter. There's no issa to eat bosa or ha'odom, says the Rashba, since there's no shchita on the person, therefore there's no issa of iva minachai, there's no issa of bosom in achai, and there's no issa to go and eat the flesh of a person. There's no issa besides, says the Rashba, the issa of gidah noshe. The Rashba Mamela is before two chidushim. First of all, that the bosom ha'odom is muta ba'achila, the flesh of a person is muta. Second of all, the Rashba's chidush in his teretz, that the gidah noshe of a person is actually also ba'achila, because of this, since he has a kaf hayorich, similar to the Kvi, which the Gemara says later on. This is the Shitta with the Rashba, which the Rashba takes out from our Brais over here when we're discussing Achilas Dam. Now, Lemaisa, the Achrenim point out that it seems in the Rambam that the Rambam actually disagrees and argues on both of these points of the Rashba. First of all, the first halacha that the Rashba took on Bipshitas, and he says that there's no issa to go and eat Bosa Ha'odom. The Rambam says clearly in Macholas Asuris, in Perik Beis, Halacha Gimel, that even though there's no shechita, and there's no issa of eva minachai, or bosa minachai, but says the Rambam, that we find a parsha of shiva minei chayo. The Torah tells us that we're allowed to eat seven kinds of chayos, ayol, the tzvi, the yachmu, and afterwards the Torah tells us, zois hachayo asher toichelu. These are the chayos which one is allowed to eat. Says the Rambam, that since the person is not included, the Odom is not included in one of the chayos which are mentioned over there in the Torah, therefore, when the Pasuk says, Zois hachayo asher toichelu, it is automatically be memayit and telling us that only these chayos are allowed to be eaten, whereas the Odom is not included, and therefore he has an issa of a lav habor michlal asei, that he has now an issa asei, because he's not included in Zoysa Chayo Asher Toichelu, and anyone who's going to be eating a person, cannibalism, then is going to be Issa Asei, because of this Issa of Zoysa Chayo Asher Toichelu. Now this is Bemis, this is the shit of the Rambam, there's Issa Asei, to eat Bosa Ha'odom, and we'll discuss this later on, in Daf Chof Beis, Mor Bariches, the other shittas of the Rishonim, this machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, if there's any issa to go and eat bosa ha'odom, if there's an issa asei or not, the Rashba takes on its mutter, so to the Ramban, in Ksubas Daf Samachom and Aleph, whereas the Rambam holds as an issa asei. This will be discussed later in Daf Chav Beis, Mor Bariches, where we're referring to the Chol of Isha, if it has an issa of yoytse min ha'asa, since the person is also according to the Rambam. Says the Bia Agro, says the Vilna Goyin in Bia Agro, in Yerideya Simen Ayin Tes, in Likud Sivkot and Dalet, says the Goyin that Be'emes, the Makur of the Rambam, where does the Rambam know and take such a din from? That there's an Issa to eat to Odom, the boss of Odom is Asa. Says the Goyin, the Raya of the Rambam is coming Gufa from our Sugya Sagamora, from our Braisa. Because the Rambam was worried and disturbed by the same question of the Rashba, Why does the Braisa find it necessary to tell us that the blood of a person cannot be eaten because he's not similar, is mutter, because he's not similar to Oifan Abeima, only because he doesn't have any tumakalo? Why does the Braisa not tell us Bipshita is much simpler, just like Dam Dogim and Dam Chagovim is Kuloi Heter, so too the person is Kuloi Heter? Says the going from here, the Rambam took this halacha that Be'emes or Odom is not Kuloi Heter, the person is actually also because there's an Issa Asay. Mameda, this is very similar. This is the Rajba's question. The Rajba took out from here that the Gidanoshe of the person is also, and the Rambam takes out from this Gemara that the Boso Ha'odom is also Be'issa Asay. Therefore, the mission of the Be'issa does not tell us that the person is called someone who is Kuloi Heter. So this is the first din with the Rajba, Machlikas Rambam and the Rajba, whether the Boso Ha'odom is also or is Imuta. This is the first Machlikas. Now, where's the referring now to the second din of the Rajba? That the Rajba answers over here that the Gidanoshe of a person is also. This is what the Rajba takes out from the Gemara. Besides that, the Rambam himself now doesn't have any hechrich of the Rajba, because as we explained, the Rambam understands and answers the question in a different way. He holds that the Bosa Ha'odom is also. Therefore, the person is included, not included in the Kulei Heter. But says the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech brings down this din of the Rajba in Macholos Asuris in Perikhes Halacha Aleph, and he says that the Rajba holds that the Gidanoshe of a person is also, since he has a Kafayorich, he's similar to what the Gemara says later on, that anything which has a Kafayorich automatically is included in the Issa of Gidanoshe. But the Shaar HaMelech over there on the Mishnah HaMelech in Macholos Asuris in Perikhes, he argues and he says that according to the Rambam, since the Rambam holds that actually the person is a dover ha'osa to eat, because as we said, the Rambam holds as Issa Asay of Zois HaChayo Asher Toichelu, whereas the Odom is also to eat. Memela, says the Shaar HaMelech, one can argue and say that even though the person has a kafayorich, and the Gemara is mashma that anything which has a kafayorich is automatically included in the Issa of Gidanoshe, but since the person is actually a person who's a dover ha'osa, he cannot be eaten, his bosa, his flesh, is also ba'achila, Memela is included in what the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, the Chachomim over there say, that the Gidanoshe is only noyig, it only applies to tahirim, only to things which are allowed to be eaten, behemoth is tahirim. Masha'in came where as behemoth is tameim, which are anyway also to be eaten, they do not have an issa on the Gidanoshe. The Gidanoshe, even though they have a kafayorich, they are nismai, they are excluded from the issa of Gidanoshe, since they are tameim, and only the din of Gidanoshe only applies to Gidanoshe of Tahirim. Memela says the Shaar HaMelech, according to the Rambam, holds that the Bosa Ha'odom is also, the Odom, the person himself, can be included in something which is called the Gidanoshe of a Tomei, and therefore does not nichlal, is not included in the Issa of Gidanoshe, even though he actually has a Kafayorich. Memela comes out that the two dinim of the Rajba and the Rambam actually tolu zebozeh, and the Rambam who holds that Bosa Ha'odom is also, he argues automatically on the second halacha of the Rajba, and he holds that the Gidanoshe of a person is actually mutter ba'achila, since he, even though he has a kafayorich, but he's called a Gidanoshe of a Tomei, since his Bosa Ha'odom is also. The Etzem halacha, what the Shaar HaMelech says, that the Rambam disagrees with the Rajba on the Gidanoshe of Ha'odom, and the Rambam holds that the Gidanoshe of a person is mutter ba'achila. We find this in many achrinim. The Pashtus of the Rajba himself over there in the Tshuva is mashma like this. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel in Ois Beis. The Tzlach in Chulin Pei Tesamet Beis. The Chasam Seif over there also in Chulin Pei Tesamet Beis. They all say this Yisoid, that according to the Rambam, who holds that the Bosa Ha'odom is also, therefore the Gidanoshe of a person is included in the Gidanoshe of a Tomei, which is not the Issa of Gidanoshe, even though he has a Kafayorich. But it's worth pointing out that it's not Dover Muskim, it's not agreed upon. The Prichodosh in Yeridea, in Simen Samachay, in Sif Tezayin, the Primogodim over there also, in Mishpat Zizov, in Sif Katan Dalad, they say that the Rambam agrees to the Rajba's Halacha, that the Parasha of Gidanoshe is referring to the Odom, the Parasha happened by Yaakov Avinu, which was the Odom, and therefore the person's Gidanoshe is going to be Osa, even according to the Rambam who holds that the Bosa Ha'odom is Osa Be'issa Asay, he agrees to the second Halacha of the Rajba, that the Din of Gidanoshe of Odom is also going to be Osa. So this is a Yisignasig of Machlikas taken out from this Braisa where we're discussing the Issa of Dam. The Rajba takes out from this Braisa that the person's Gidanoshe is also. The Rambam takes out from this Braisa that the person's Boso is also Be'issa Asay. And we have a Machlikas in the Achrinim if the Rambam agrees to the Rajba's Din that the Gidanoshe of a person is also also, since he has a Kafayori, who do we say that since according to the Rambam, the boss of Adam is also, therefore his Gidanoshe is mutter because he has a locha of Gidanoshe Hatmei. Now moving for the Onin Omid, in Chof Aleph Omid Aleph, the Gemara discusses the halacha of Tumas Oichlin, which is by Odom and by Behemah, and the Gemara says this depends on the halacha of Machshove LeKelev. The Gemara says that Machshove LeKelev, La Machshove, says the Gemara we find in the Braisa, the Gemara says, Klal Omru Betuma, or Betairis, Kol HaMeyuchad, Le'oichel Odom, is Tomei, Ache Yiposein, Me'achilas Kelev. So we do find the idea that Achilas Kelev is considered a Maisa Achila enough to say that he retains the Din Tumah which it has at Shiposim Achilas Kelev. Says the Gemara Yisoy, the Teretz, Hahu La'asuka Tumah Minei, the Kivin the Meikoya of the Chazi La'odom, since it was already a time when it was permitted, it was Chazi La'odom, is Roy, the Achila to the person, therefore La'asuka Mitumah at Shiposim Achilas Kelev. It still retains its din tuma until it becomes possible ma'achilas kelev. Hocha la'chusele tuma, in order to become tome, then achilas kelev and machshov le'kelev is not enough. We have to have the darga that has to be roi la'achilas odom. This is the chiluk which we find over here in the Gemara, and it comes out of the Gemara that in a case where we want to discuss achilas kelev, if this is enough, called something which is roi la'achila to be makabel tumas oichlin. Says the Gemara, it depends. If it was once originally something which was a Yoi Odom, then it is still Makabel Tumah until it is possible Ma'achilas Kelev. Whereas if it originally never had a Toyas Oichel, then it is not going to be getting a Toyas Oichel from the mere fact that now it is Yoi with a Machshava La'achilas Kelev. Lemaise, in this halacha of the Gemara, there's a very big Machlokes, you say this in a Machlokes, between the Rambam and the Ravid at the beginning of Tumas Oichlin. The machlekes over there, the Rambam brings down this halacha of oichel that is only mekabel tuma if it's miyuchad le'oichel odom, le'maichel odom, only a food which is meant to be eaten, consumed by a person, it's raw for the person to eat, it's miyuchad for him, says the Rambam that this food has a halacha of oichel and therefore it is going to be mekabel tuma. Says the Rambam that any food which is not miyuchad le'maichel odom, ain't no mekabel tuma. Later on in Perek Beis, in halacha Yudalet, says the Rambam, the oichel shenifsa, the oichel which got ruined, and now is ainu roi for the person, is not roi le oichel odom, says the Rambam, ainu mekabel tuma. And the Rambam doesn't mention at all anything about the din of achilas kelev, it would seem in the Rambam afurish, that as long as the oichel, the food now, is not roi anymore to be consumed by the person, it is not roi le achilas odom, it is not going to be mekabel tuma, even though it is still roi le achilas kelev. Asks the Ravid over there on the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalet that this is Mefurish neged our Gemara. The Rambam, the Ravid brings down the Mishnah in Tyrus, which is similar to the din of our Gemara. The Mishnah in Tyrus in Periches Mishnah Vav says clearly that if it was Roi lo Adam, Kolam Yuchad lo Ichal Adam, he still Tomei ad sheyposel me'achilas kelev. And this is like the Gemara swore by us that as long as it was once a time when it was once already a Meichel Odom, then it only loses its Teras Oichel only when it becomes Roi, only when it becomes Nifsal and Nifsad, that it is not even Roi for Achilas Kelev. Says the Ravid, why does Rambam say that any Oichel which gets ruined and is not Roi lo Odom already is not Mekabel Tumah? Says the Ravid, this is neged our Gemara, neged the Din and the Mishnah, that it's mefurish that in a case where it was once already roi la'odom, it only loses its din kabbalas tumah only once it goes away from the din of achilas kelev. So, but the emes, the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, explains himself in the Pirush Mishnayis in Tyrus over there in Peiches Mishnah Vav, and explains the Rambam that it's very different, the halacha of a food which is only roi to be mekabel tumah to a food which was already tomei. Says the Rambam, the whole din over here of the Mishnah is only in a case where the food already was mekabel tumah, a sheret touched this piece of food which was roi la'achilas odom and became tomei. On this the case, there there's a halacha that the tumah is not poka, the tumah doesn't go away until the food becomes ois roi la'achilas kelev, it becomes nifsad that it is not roi anymore even for achilas kelev. And in this case, in the fact that it is not roi la'achilas odom is not enough, it is still going to retain the tumah that he was already mekabel from the sheretz, and he's going to stay tomei until he becomes totally ruined, that even a dog cannot eat this food. But says the Rambam, in the case where we have an oichel, which was only roi to be mekabel tumah, but he actually never yet became Tomei through a sheretz, then the second night becomes ois, it is not any more roi for the person, it is not roi for the person to consume this food, it is not any more roi lemeichel odom, this already alone is enough, that now it is not possible for him to be mekabel tumer, and it, even though he's still roi lachilas kelev. Mamela, we have a Yesedis Sigamachlikas over here between the Rambam and the Ravid, how to understand this Gemara, the Mishnah in Tyrus, our Gemara, the difference between Achilas Kelev in the case where originally it was once a food, and the Gemara says that Achilas Kelev plays a role over here, that until it becomes ruined for Achilas Kelev, it still has a din tumah. The Ravid understands that this means, even in a case where it was once a food and was a roi lekabel tumer, it is also enough to say that it retains its din to be bekabel tumer from a sheretz now on until it becomes roi nifsad from achilas kelev, whereas the Rambam holds that this is din is only true in a case where he was once tomei ready, then the tumer does not go off until it becomes nifsad, it gets ruined even from the kelev. Whereas in a case where he was only roi lekabel tumer, and since now he's not anymore oichel odom, he's not actually going to be mekabel tumer anymore, mikanu labo. Says the Kesef Mishnah that one can say that the Rambam is actually coming from the Loshon of our Gemara, because if you look carefully in the Loshon of our Gemara, the Rambam is mashma, the Gemara is mashma that we're discussing actually the tumer, which was already chal over here on the food. The Rambam, the Loshon of the Gemara, says the Kesef Mishnah is la'asuka tumer minei. So to the end of the Gemara, la'achusa le'tumer, which would be mashma that we're actually referring to the actual maisa tumer, that it is already mekabel tumer, and then we have a difference that since it already became tomei, the tumer does not go away until it becomes ruined, even from the kelev. Whereas in the case where it was not yet tomei, it was only roi to be mekabel tumer, this is not enough, and the second it becomes ois roi la'achilas odom, it is not mekabel tumer anymore, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam actually took this din from the Loshon of our Gemara, which would be mashma, that it depends on the actual tumor itself. The Noi Debiuda in his Tshuva, in Kamen Yeridea Simchavov, he points out that Lechiri doesn't understand why the Kesef Mishnah holds that this is a Gishmak Raya to the Rambam, because many times in Tyrus we find this concept and the Loshon of tumor and Tyre, even though we're not actually referring to the din of Tomei, that he has already became Tomei, even though we're referring only to the Darga of Kabbalah's Tumah. The Mishnah says in Kelim, in Perek Chofei, Alochotes, a famous Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Yoidim Lidei Tum Osam B'machshove. Every Kli, every Keli, it's the second a person has a Machshove, that he does not want to work anymore, the Keli, and the Keli is finished, then it is Yoidim Lidei Tum Osam. Over there, it does not mean that the Kli becomes Tomei automatically. It means that the Kli now has the efshoris, has the possibility to be mekabel tumer, and the Mishnah refers to this halacha as yoidim lidei tum osom. Says in the Debuta, you see mefurish in the Mishnah that the word tumer does not actually mean the actual meiser tumer that is mekabel tumer already from the sheretz, but it just means the kabbalah's tumer also can be used the lashon of tumer, and therefore there's no raya from the lashon of Gemara over here according to the Rambam, and we can learn the Gemara over here like the Ravid that the din of tumer means the kabbalah's tumer. But al kaponim this is machlekes. Oh, you see this thing of Machlekes over here and understanding the Gemara between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the word Tumah means already he became Tomei, or even if he is enough that he is Mekabel Tumah, he's roi to be Mekabel Tumah, also it does not go away, the Shem Oichel, the Din Oichel, the food, does not become, does not lose its halach of Oichel until it becomes Nifsad, Me'achilas Kelev, this is the Shitta of the Ravid. Now the Maisa in the Rishonim in many places, Be'ike in the Sugi in Psochim and Memheim at Beis, over there we find many Rishonim who hold that the Ravid, Rashi over there in Psochim Mem Hei is Mavur this way, so too the Rashbam in Baba Basra in Peyomad Aleph, Toysos over there in Baba Basra and Toysos Nida Nunomad Aleph, the Ramban discusses this Barichas in Chulin Lamedalad Omad Aleph, the Rosh in Chala in Peyik Aleph Mishneches, the Chikri Lev in Yerideh Simenayin Hei is Medaik, that the Ran in Psochim also in Daf Lamed holds that the Ravid. Mamela we have here Rashi, Rashbam, Toysos, Ramban, Rosh, the Ram, they all hold that the Ravid, that the din of our Gemara, that is a difference between Achilas Kelev originally, or in a case where food was already a din of Achilas Odom, it only loses its din Oichel, is even in a case where the food actually did not yet become Tomei, it was only roi lekabel tuma. Also, does not go away this halacha until he becomes ruined, even me'achilas kelev. And the Rambam seems to be a shita yichidah, and we have to understand how the Rambam over there learns the Gemara in Psochim memheh amid beis over there. The Rishash discusses how the Rambam can answer the Gemara over there, but it seems that the Pashtus over there, the Gemara, like we said, most of the Rishonim all that they're avid, that even Kabbalah's Tumah, since it was once a Oichel, even it actually didn't become Tumah yet, still does not lose its Torah as Oichel until it becomes Rory, La'achila comes, it's not Rory anymore, La'achila's Kelev. Now moving further on into the Gemara discussion at the end of the Omid between Rav and Rav Chia, very Yisaitistiger, Machloikas discussion over here in the Gemara, what is Negea, the Alocha? What does it make a difference, this din, that a Nevela, even though it has a Tumor Chamura, it can also have a Tumor Kalo, that it can be Mekabel Tumor as Oichlin? And Rav asked the Bechir, that Lechir, what is the difference? Why should we have an Alocha over here, that Nevela, Machshava works, that it can be Mekabel Tumor as Oichlin? What is the difference anyway, the Nevela has a much stronger Tumor of a Tumor Chamura, of a Tumor as Nevela? What is the nafkemin? What is the difference that it can also have the halacha of a tumas oichlin? And Reb Chia answered him back, you say this to the teretz, that the difference will be in a case where he has a pochris mikazayis nevela, he doesn't have the right amount of a shear of a nevela to be metame tumah chamura, he only has a less than a kazayis of nevela, v'tzufa, and he joined this together with a pochris mikabetza of oichlin, and now together he has a kabetza, the shear kabetza of oichlin, which is needed to be metame something else, or to be mekabel tumah, then the halacha is the high v'hai of a kabetza, we can now use the nevela for a oichel, that I should have a din of a food, that I should also be mekabel tumas oichlin and be metame tumas oichlin, even though it doesn't have the right amount to be metame a tumah chamura. And Tosfos explains that even though this din can apply even in a case where you have a kazayis of nevela, because he's less than a kabeitza of oichlin, when it comes to discussing the aloha of tumah kala, we know the shir is a kabeitza, a kazayis won't be enough. Whereas the din of tumah chamura could be a kazayis of nevela, but Tosfos explains the Gemara over here that we're trying to have a case only of a tumah kala, that there's no case of a tumah chamura because there's less than a kazayis of a nevela. This is how Tosfos explains the Gemara over here. The Gemara takes on a case of pochris mikazayis nevela. The Gemara in Amud Beis, Reb Chanina, says we can be discussing even a case of a kazayis of nevela where it's chipeu bebotzik. And in that case also, we're going to need the tumah kala of the tumas oichlin, which is over here by the nevela, since he had a machshava, because he's totally covered and concealed. Therefore, the aloche is going to be only, he's going to be metame, a tumah kala, even though he has a shia of a kezayis. And in this case, it's going to be needed the aloche of a tumah kala. This is a Gemara by us, that a chidush in the Gemara, that there's some cases where we have a piece of nevela, even though this piece of nevela has a koyach of a tumah chamura, but it's still nugea and nafgemina to use this piece of nevela like a food, like a regular food, in order to be metame other foods and join together with the kabetza of oichlin to be metame something else. Rashi in Chulin daf pei beis amid aleph brings down this gemara and uses this concept to answer the gemara over there, which Shimon over there says aloha by the poro aduma, that the poro is metame tumas oichlin, it's metame like a food, because it had the shas hakoyshe, and therefore the poro adumo had the halacha of a oichel that it can be metame tumas oichlin. And over there also Rashi asks the question of our Gemara, that what is the nafkemin, what is the difference of Reb Shimon's chidush that a poro adumo can be looked at like a food? L'chari anyway, the poro adumo has a halacha of a soifa letame tumah chamura, as a koyach of a tumah chamura. Therefore, why is it necessary for Reb Shimon to teach us that it also has the lower din of a tumah kalo? Rashi uses the same idea of our Gemara, that will be negea, then afkemino will be like a priyav here answered Rav by nevela, the same idea by pora adumo, if you have a piece of a pora adumo, and he has kochpeo babotek, or he's joined together with other foods, then the aloche is, it joins together with a kabeta to be metami something else, and if a sheretz comes along now and touches this food and this piece of the pora adumo, the aloche is mekabel tuma, and now it can be mekabel tuma and be metame something else because of this aloche of a tumas oichlin, because it has aloche that a pora metame tumas oichlin. Now there's a very yisoidus figure, machlikas yishonim, over here in understanding the Gemara. Tosfos in Baba Kama in Ein Zayin Amid Aleph, he points out that it's mashma from the Loshon of Rashi over there in Chulin, Now, when he discusses our Gemara, it seems to be that Rashi understands that in order for the food over here, which is joined together with a piece of nevela, in order that this food should be mekabel tumah, that it should become oichel tomei, allowing this food to be metame something else, it has to be mekabel tumah from a sheretz. It has to be that a sheretz comes along and touches this food, now the food became tomei, and therefore it allows to be metame something else. We have a kibetza, we have the right amount of food over here, because it joins together with the nevela, and the nevela also had a machshava enough to become an oichel, and therefore it can be metame other foods also, because it has a shia of kibetza of oichlin. Asks Tosfos, that l'chaira, why do we need to say that the oichel was mekabel tumah, the way we became tome was from a sheretz which touched him from the outside? L'chaira, since he's touching the nevela, and in a case where we have a kezayis of nevela, the halacha is that the kezayis of nevela itself can be metame. It can have the koyach to be metame food. So why could it not become tome? Why could the food which is joined together with the nevela not become tome from the piece of the nevela itself? In the Gemara Nomad Aleph, we're discussing a pochis mikazayis. Therefore, we need to have a lesson. We need to have a tumah of a sheretz. But in the Gemara Nomad Beis, it's mashma even in the case of a kezayis of a nevela, like Reb Chanina says. And even so, says Tosfos, it's mashma. It has this mashmos in Rashi that we need to be mekabel the tumah only with the sheretz which touches the food, and it cannot use the nevela itself which is joined to. Even in the case where the nevela is a kezayis, why, says Tosfos, can we not be mekabel the tumah from the kezayis of the nevela, which will allow the kezayis of the nevela to be metame the rest of the food which is joining together with him, and now everything should have a din of a kabbalas tumas oichlin to be metame now something else, but tumas oichlin since it got its tumah from the nevela? This is Tosfos' problem in Rashi. Why does Rashi find it necessary to use the sheretz and not to use the nevela itself in the case where the nevela has a kezayis? Says the Shittim Kubetzes over there in Boba Kama from Rabbeinu Peretz, that over here we cannot use the nevela itself to be metame the oichel, because over here we need to have actually a kibetzer. As we know, the shia of tuma, when we're discussing the tumas oichlin, the shia is a kibetzer, and most Yishonim understand that this din of kibetzer is not just to be metame something else, that food should be metame, another food needs a kibetzer, but also for the food originally to be mekabel the tumah, also needs to have a shia of kibetzer. This is how Tosfos says over there, Baba Kama, that even Rashi was chizah, Rashi holds that this din of kibetzer is even to be mekabel the tumah. Mamela says to Rabbeinu Peretz, that since over here, in order to be mekabel tumah, tumas oichlin, it needs to have a whole kibetzer over here to be mekabel this tumah. So if we're going to say that the nevela itself, he is the one who's been metame, and he's causing the tumor onto the rest of the oichel that's joining him, l'chayir, says Rabbeinu Peretz over here, the only tumor he's going to be giving is only onto the rest of the food. But the nevela himself, even though we're using him as part of the kibetzer to look at him like a food, he is not also going to be mekabel the tumor from himself. He's the metame, he cannot do two things. He cannot be metame and also be mekabel his own tumah. And therefore it will come out that how much he's being metame is only the rest of the food that he's joining to. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Peretz, he's being metame actually less than a kibetzer, because he himself is also part of the shia of the kibetzer over here, that we need him, high kibetzer, like the Gemara explains by us. Mamela, says Rabbeinu Peretz, who actually found it necessary to go and explain that over here we're talking about a case where the sheretz came from outside and touched this whole thing, which is made up from a kezayis of nevela and also a bit of food, and together they have a shear of a kibetza of oichlin, and this sheretz is now actually being metame the whole thing, and the whole thing can be metkabel the tumah. There's a shear kabbalas tumah of a kibetza over here, which is in the case where it's been metkabel tumah from the sheretz. But if you're going to use the nevela itself as a shitta mekubetzes from Rabbeinu Peretz, then we don't have over here a shia, the right amount of a kabbalas tumah, because the nevela is not going to actually be metame and also be metame himself. He's only going to be metame the rest of the food, which is actually less than a kibetzer. Mamela Rashi had to explain that we're talking about a case where the kabbalas tumah is coming from the sheretz from the outside. Explains the staple in the Kiles Yaakov, in Tyrus, in Simon Lamed Ches, that even Tosfos, who asks this question, or Rashi, of course, Tosfos must agree to this point which the Shitta makes, that the Nevela, if he himself is the Metame, he cannot also be Mekabel his own Tumah. He's not Metame himself. He cannot do two things, that he's Metame the himself also, and therefore the amount he's going to be Metame is only the part of the food, which is actually less than a kebetza. The reason why Tosfos asks this question is because Tosfos holds a machlekes, a yesodistic machlekes in understanding the sheer kebetza which is needed to be Mekabel Tumah. The Shittim Kebetzes holds that this halacha, that only a kebetza of food is Mekabel Tumah, means that we need to have the whole sheer to receive this tumah. It is the amount of how much food there has to be over here that the tumah can only be received by a kebetza of oichlin. And therefore, if only a part of the oichl is going to receive the tumah, it is not enough. We need to have that the whole kebetza is mekabel this tumah. Whereas Tosfos holds that the sheer kebetza is only to give it a chashivas of oichl. The second we have in front of us, the amount of a kebetza of oichlin, which is together, which gives it a chashivas to of a oichl, which this has a chashivas shir. Now, any part of this oichl has already a koyach to be mekabel the tumah. We do not need that the whole oichl, the whole kebetza, should be tame. As long as there is a kebetza of oichl in front of us, which gives it a certain chashivas of a oichl, then any chelik of this part of this oichl already has a koyach to be mekabel the tumah, and therefore this is a svar of Tosfos that we can use the kezais of nevela itself to be metame the rest of the food, even though Tosfos also, of course, is going to agree that the nevela cannot be used for the metame and also to be metame himself. He's only going to be metame the rest of the food, but the rest of the food alone is enough, because it has over here in front of us a kebetza of oichel, even though the amount of tumah being received is only going to be chal on the rest of the oichel and not on the nevela itself. But there's no halacha of a kebetza that the whole thing has to become tumah. As long as there is a chashivas of the oichel, every single part of it has a koyach and a chashivas over here to become tumah. This is a machlokes over here between the Shittim Kebetzes and Tosfos, like the Stipele explains in Tyrus and Siman Lamed Ches. Now, b'emes, this shaila, in a gedder of a kebetza of tumas oichlin, if we need that the whole thing should become tummy or not, we find this mefurish in the Ramban, in Shavuos Yud Aleph Amud Beis, a very yesodistic Ramban, which is also discussing our Gemara, and so the Ramban asks a very yesodistic shaila over here in our Gemara, where we're using a kebetza which is made up of a kezais of nevela, upachis mikezais nevela, together with other foods. And the Ramban asks, that we find in the Gemara Menachis in Chof Daled Omed Aleph, that the Gemara says there's an idea and a concept called Sova Le Tumah. In a case where something is already Tomei, he cannot accept and not receive another Tumah. He's already full from being Tomei. Sova Le Tumah. And therefore, if something which is already Tomei cannot become again Tomei afterwards again. Memela asks the Ramban over here in our Gemara, how is it possible to say that in a case where we use something which is a pochis mikazayis nevela, that he should join together with other foods, and now if a sheretz touches this thing from the outside, he's going to become tomei. Says the Ramban, the nevela himself is sovale tuma, and therefore if the sheretz is going to touch the nevela, nothing's going to happen because the nevela is already tomei. He's not going to be mekabel another tuma of tumas oichlin, plus his old tumah, because he's already full with tumah, and this maga, says Ramban, l'chir is nothing because of this klal in the Gemara Menachis of Sovalei Tumah. Explains the Ramban, two tirutzim, how to understand our Gemara, why it is not austere to the idea, to the concept of Sovalei Tumah. The first tirut, says Ramban, enchanami, in a case where the sheret will actually touch the nevela, then the nevela is nothing, the nevela is already tomei, and the sheretz is not going to do anything more because he's already tomei. But over here we're discussing a case where the sheretz actually touched the rest of the food, which is touching the nevela, together with the nevela, and the rest of the food is not yet tomei. Memela, over here, the sheretz can be metame the rest of the food, even though it cannot be metame the piece of the nevela itself, because of sovalei tumah. The second tirutz of the Ramban explains that even in a case where the sheretz is touching the nevela, it could be that since the nevela is now joined together with the food and we look at it like one big piece, memela, the negir, the touching of the sheretz when he's touching the nevela, can be looked at that he's actually touching the piece of food which is also connected to this nevela, allowing the sheretz to be metame the rest of the food, even though he cannot be metame the piece of the nevela itself because of sovalei tumah. Says Rebbe Chonon, Yerbechon of Asaman in Psochim, in Kovitz Shurim, in Ois Kuf Pei Hei, so too in Kovitz Ores, in some new tests, Ois Beis, that it's Mavur the Ramban takes on over here, Bipshitas, that because of this Klal of Sovalei Tumah, then there's never a possibility over here for the Nevela himself to be Mekabel to receive more Tumah than he already has, and therefore even if the Sheretz is going to touch him, he's not going to become more Tomei. The Ramban said to Tirutzim, either though he's touching the rest of the food, or he's touching the Nevela, and the Maga, the touching is Keilu, he touches the rest of the food, even in the case where he touches the Nevela, but that is clear in the Ramban in both Tirutzim, that the Nevela himself, he's not going to be receiving any more Tumah than he already has from being a Nevela itself. And even so, says Rebbe Chanan, over here in the Klal of Kebetza, which is needed for the Kabbalah's Tumah, the Halacha, the Ramban, doesn't find any problem with this, that the Nevela himself is not going to become more Tomei, and only the Oichel is what's going to be receiving the Tumah. Says Rebbe Chanan, you see clear in the Ramban, like we said over here in the Shita of Tosfos, from Stipler, his Mazbe, the Shita of Tosfos in Baba Kama, that the din of kebetza of oichlin is not a din of how much tumah has to be in a kebetza that has to be receiving a kabbalah's tumah of a kebetza. The aloha of kebetza is only to give a chashivas of oichl, and the second we have a sheer choshev that there's a mount of a kebetza, then every single chelik of this kebetza can be mekabel the tumah, and therefore the aloha is going to be over here that the nevela himself is actually not getting any more tumah from the sheretz, but the rest of the food can be mekabel the tumah from the sheretz, since he has his halacha of a kebetza, because he has the chashivas together with the nevela, even though the actual tumah is only going to be on the oichel and not on the nevela. This is like this shita of Tosfos. But as we said, the stipler learns that the shita mekubetzes over there for Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees and holds that the whole thing has to become tumah. The kashir kebetza is said on the amount of kabbalah's tumah. Mamela, we have to understand bemis because the Ramban's kasha. L'chir, we have this cloud of sovalei tumah. The nevela himself is actually never becoming more tomei because of this cloud of sovalei tumah. This is a yisoidus gemachlekes over here in understanding the shir of kebetza taken out from this gemara over here by the machlekes of shakavetaria between Rav and Epchir. The gemara continues on the gemara namad veis. The Gemara says that the klal of Hechsher is always needed in a case where we have a food that has to have a Hechsher, Hechsher Mayim, Hechsher Sheret. Says the Gemara, we have the klal of Seifo the Tamei, Tumah Chamura does not need any Hechsher. Even over here, says Reb Chiya, even though we have only a Pochis Mikazais of a Nevela, which Lechira does not have a din of Tumah Chamura because he doesn't have enough, but since it will be possible to be Metzarif, to join together with him more of a piece of Nevela, another piece of Nevela, therefore he's also enough to say that he has Alocha of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura, even though actually he's missing in his amount, in his Shia, he is a Pochis Mikazais. This is the Yesod over here, at the end of the Omid, that the Din of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura is even said on a Pochis Mikazais. Tosfos explains on Omid Beis that Reb Chananya actually disagrees with his Svara, and there's a Machlekes over here in Din, and Reb Chananya holds that this klal does not apply in a case where he's pochis mikazayis, since he's now not in a matzav where he can be metamei tumah chamura because he's missing in his shia, and Reb Chananya actually disagrees with Reb Chiya over here on Amad Aleph, his machlikas in din. The Rambam in Tumas Eichlin in Peir Gimel Alocha Hei, the Rambam actually brings down both Tirutzim of the Gemara. He brings down the first Teretz of Reb Chiya and the second Teretz of Reb Chananya, and the Kesef Mishnah says that it seems that the Rambam argues on Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that there's no machlokes in din between Reb Chananya and Reb Chiya, and Reb Chananya also agrees that the din of Seifu Letamei Tumah Chamura applies even in the case of a Pochis Mikazais, like the Svara of the Gemara is, because he can join together with another piece of Kazais from the Vela. Therefore, the din of the Gemara is a muskum, everyone agrees to it, and there's only two different ideas, two different Tirutzim, but there's no machlokes, Ma'or Ma'choda, Umar Ma'choda V'lei Pligi. This is how the Kesef Mishnah explains the din of the Rambam. The Mishmoris Kohuna points this out over here by us, that it seems to be Tosfos in Chulin, in Oiva Reutav in Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, also holds that the Rambam, Tosfos over there, says B'Pshitas, that even in the case of a Pochis Mikazais, we have this klal of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura. Tosfos doesn't make any mention that it seems to be a Machlekes by us in the Gemara between Reb Chananya and Reb Chiya about this point. Says the Mishmoris Kohuna, it seems that Tosfos in Chulin also understands, like the Rambam, that there's actually no Machlekes in din between these two mandomim, and everyone agrees to this yisoid that even a pochis mikazais has a koyach of a seifa de tamay tumah chamura. Rashi in Bechiris is worth pointing out. Rashi in Bechiris In Daf Yudah Amud Aleph, when he discusses our Gemara, Rashi over there says that the reason why he's called the Seifa Letamei Tumah Chamura, even though now he's Pochis Mikazais, but says Rashi, since originally he was part of the Nevela, and the Nevela itself was more than a Shia of a Kazais, therefore even though now he's cut off from the Nevela and he's only a Pochis Mikazais, he still retains his old din that he had on him, that he was a Seifa Letamei Tumah Chamura, and this is enough that even now when he's a Pochis Mikazais, he also still has this Koyach of a Seifa Letamei Tumah Chamura, that he does not need any Heksha. This is how Rashi explains the reason why he a Pochis Mikazais still has this din of Seifa Letamei Tumah Chamura. The Shittim HaGubetzes over there, on Bechoyres in Oishchav Zayin in Yudam Adalef, he says that if we look in the Gemara by Elsin Krisis Chafalef from Adalef, we see a different reason. The Gemara says the reason is because you can join together with him now another piece, and together they can have a koyach now to be metamei tumah chamura, and not like Rashi Svora, that the reason is because originally had the koyach of a teufel etamei tumah chamura, since he was once part of the big nevela which had the kazaites. The Shita also asks on Rashi Svora, that Rashi Svora l'chir is nista, as neg the Gemara in Chulin Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Over there we find the Gemara doesn't use the Svora, that since originally they had a koyach to be metamei tumah chamura, this won't be enough if now he's actually less and doesn't have any more this koyach anymore. And memeila l'chir, we need to come onto the Svora of our Gemara. It seems to be, says the Kesi Yeshua, the Oilas Shloima, they point out, that it seems that Rashi actually in Vadei B'chiris understood the pshat in our Gemara, not like the pashtus, even though the pashtus of the Gemara would seem that the svara of the Gemara is that because you can join together with him another piece, therefore even now he has a koyach to be metamei tumah chamura, it seems that Rashi understood the Gemara svara to mean that since originally he had once the koyach of a kazayis, therefore this never goes away from him, and this is the svara of the Gemara over here on Amud Beis, that the din of a seifa letamei tumah chamura applies even by pochis mikazayis. This is the svara of Chia, says the Kesi Yeshua and Oilas Shloima. It seems that Rashi learned like this pshat in the Gemara, a different pshat by us in the Gemara, in the pshat, why we have a seifa letamei tumah chamura over here in the din of a pochis mikazayis nevela together with the rest of the oichel to be mashlim to the shia of kabeitz. Now just one final point over here. In the Teretz of the Gemara of Reb Chananya that we're discussing a case of Chipehu Bebotzik, the Gemara explains that the reason why by Tumas Meis, he does not have a Tumah Kalo, because Achal Afal Gav, the Chipehu Bebotzik, Metamei Tumah Chamura, the Tumah Bekaas V'Oilo, Bekaas V'Yeredes, the Tumah is always going to come out because it's Tumah Ritzutso, and therefore it is always going to be Metamei, the person, the Tumah Chamura, even though he's covered over here with the Botzik, because the aloha of a Tumas Meis has aloha to go and be Boikea, to go and come out through the Botzik, and he's going to be Metamei, the person. The Shittim HaKobetzes over here, you say this thing, the Shittim HaKobetzes, in Ois Gimel in Ashmotas, he asks that this is only true in a case where the person is Mahil, he's actually going to be hovering on top of the piece. Over there we have a din of Tumah, because V'Oila, V'Yeredes, it goes up and down, but says the Shittim HaKobetzes, will be in a case where the person touches the Tumah from the side. Over there, there's no pekia, there's no up and down. L'chayir, over there, we still need to have the klal of a tumah kalo, because the tumah smeis, which is inside, does not get out, it only goes up and down, doesn't go to the sides. Memeila l'chayir, in the side, we still need the klal of the tumah kalo, and the odom, it comes out, is also metamei tumah kalo, in the case of chipehu bebotzik. Says the Shittim HaKobetzes, it's a very yesidisig in Akuda from Toisvis, and says the Shittim HaKobetzes, that since over here, the botzik is covering over here the piece of mace, we can actually look at this piece of dough like susui shel mace, like the beged of the mace, the clothes of the mace, which is bottled to the person himself, to the mace, and therefore the clothes are actually now going to be metamei, betumas mace, even though he's not actually touching the mace himself, the person himself, which is inside this piece of dough. This is the yesod which we find in the Gemara Chulin, in Kuf Chof Heyomet Beis, that besides the din of Tumah Ritzutza, which is Bekeya V'Oila, goes up and down, but there's aloha also of Beged, of Ksusu Yishal Meis, which the Shittim HaKobetzes understands over here, which is another aloha, that anything which is on the mace itself is actually bottle to the mace, and anything touching, even from the side, is going to be Metami B'maga. This Tumas mace is going to be able to get hold of, even though he's not actually touching the mace itself, only his Beged, because his Beged and his Ksus is bottle to the mace, is toffle to the mace, and therefore he's going to be Metami even from the side, the Chidush, a Yesoid over here of Ksusu Yishal Meis. The Sfasemis asks, if this is true, why does the Gemara need to use the Lashon of Tumah Bikas, Varila Bikas, Viredes? Even on the top, we can also say the reason is because of the din of Ksusu Shelmeis, just like we're going to be using this idea, this concept, on the side where we're there, we do not have this din of Ritzutza, that it goes up and down. So L'chiria, the Gemara should have just used this klal of Ksusu Shelmeis, of Beger Shelmeis, even when we're referring to the case where the person's mahil on top. Also, we can use the idea that in a case where he touches over there on the top, he's still going to be Tomei with the Tumah of the Meis because of this halacha of Ksusu Shelmeis. The Etzem halacha is the Rash in Orlus in Peir Beis Mishnah Daled, he brings down from Sifri Zuta that there seems to be a Makur in the Pasuk teaching us this halacha like a Goylel and a Doifik. Over there, the Sifri Zuta tells us that Beged Shelmeis is also Tomei, he's bottled to the Meis, and therefore anyone touches his clothes is going to be Tomei with the Meis himself, not just B'chiburim, and not just because of the halacha that the Meis is Metamei the Beged, and the Beged is Metamei the Odom, but the person actually receives his Tumah directly from the Meis itself, because of his klal of Ksusu Shelmeis, which is used many times in Olus, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes Vov, the Ravid in Asogis, in Tumas Meis, Perek Vov Alochiches. This is all this Yesoid, which we find in our Gemara over here, the Shittim HaKobet says, a very Yesoid thing in the Kuda, that there's actually an idea and a concept of a Tumas Meis, which is even on the side, because of Ksusu Shelmeis, a Beged Shelmeis is Tofel, and anything touching the side is also going to become Tomei B'maga, and therefore this is what the Gemara means, that Tumas Odom is never negeas, never relevant, the halacha of a Tumah Kalo, since he's always going to be Tomei even from the side, because of this halacha, this new Yesoid, of called Ksusu Shelmeis, which seems in the Rash in Olas, we learn this out from a Pasuk in the Sifri Zuta, in Parshas Chukas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.